Alright, good morning.
早上好。
We will have class in the dark.
我们在那个黑暗中上课。
Just imagine you are at a real fancy restaurant.
想象一下你是在一个非常有情调的餐馆里。
Turn the lights off and light the candles.
然后呢,你把那个灯关上,然后点上蜡烛。
I never trust that.
我从来都没想过这个。
I always think they're trying to hide something about the food.
然后他们那个光很暗的时候，我总觉得他们是不是那个在食物上要做点手脚，藏什么东西。
I'm not romantic.
我不是那种罗曼蒂克的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们为你的话语感谢你。
I ask that as we study, you will guide us.
当我们学习的时候，求你引导我们。
That we will understand your word.
让我们能够明白你的话语。
And that we will apply it.
也应用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. In Russia.
在俄罗斯。
The very best piano teachers in the country are not assigned to conservatory students.
那个国家最好的钢琴老师呢？ 他不是被分配在音乐学院教书。
Under the Soviet system, when every person was assigned to a job,
在那个苏联的那个体制里边呢，每个人都是被分配工作的。
The better the teacher, the lower the level they taught.
那个老师的水平越高呢，他教的那个学生的程度就越低。
So if you were a good teacher,
所以如果你是一个好的老师，你就
You might be assigned to teach in college.
你可能，如果你是一个比较好的老师，你就可能被分配在大学里教书。
But the really great teachers were assigned to teach elementary.
但是呢，那个最棒的老师，那个真正很最出色的老师呢，是被分配去教小学生。
Now I'm pretty sure that the leaders of the Soviet system were not basing this on scripture.
然后我很确定呢，苏联当时的领袖他们这样来分配呢，不是根据。But
although they did not know it,
但是他们不知道。They
were living out Proverbs 22:6.
但是他们实际上呢，是把这个箴言的22:6给应用了。Train
up a child in the way he should go.
他说，教养孩童，使他走当行的道。
Even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
就是到老他也不偏离。Now,
I have taught in this class before about interpreting Proverbs.
我们这个课以前讲过箴言。That
that is not an absolute promise in every situation.
那个不是对任何情况的一个绝对的应许。It
is a principle for life.
它是一个生活中的一个通用原则。
Now again, I don't think Khrushchev had ever probably studied the book of Proverbs in depth.
我觉得，就是说，在那个当时俄罗斯的，他们并不是就按照这个来做的。But
somewhere along the way, someone in the Russian system understood a principle that is taught in Proverbs.
但是不知道怎么回事，在这个当时那个苏联的体制里边，可能有人就知道这个原则。And
they realized if we teach the elementary children very well piano,
他说如果我们在这个小学生给他们把他们教得很好，教钢琴,
anyone can teach them as they are older.
当他们长大了之后呢，任何人都可以教他们。
Building good habits is important.
就是建立养成好习惯是很重要的。
When we teach children, what we are trying to do is build good habits.
当我们教导小孩子的时候呢，我们是要在他们身上教，就是养成好习惯。
That's why you can't eat candy 3 meals a day.
所以不能一天三次吃这个。
And spiritually,
但是从属灵上来讲,
building good habits is crucial.
建立好习惯是至关重要的。
I read last week this quote.
上个星期我读到一句话,
At crucial moments of choice,
在选择的关键时刻,
most of the choosing is already over.
大部分的选择都已经结束了。
In other words, at that moment that we have to make a critical decision,
在那个你必须要做一个很至关重要的选择的时候,
most of the decision has already been made.
那时候其实你的选择已经都决定了，以前就决定好了。
By all the small decisions that lead up to it.
是根据你以前所做的一系列的小的决定导致了你今天的决定。
Last night about 6-7 o'clock I got a text message.
昨天晚上大概6-7点的时候我接到一个短信。
From my friend, former student who is a recovering alcoholic.
是我以前的学生也是一个朋友他正在从想从这个酗酒里边恢复。
He said, do you have time for company?
他说你现在有时间吗？
I'll bring you some food.
我给你带点吃的来。
I said, if you bring food, I always have time for company.
我就说如果你给我带吃的来那我总有时间给你谈。
He came over and we sat for an hour or so talking.
所以呢他就来了我们就讲谈了一个小时。
For no reason.
没有什么原因。
He needed nothing, I needed nothing.
他什么也不需要我什么也不需要。
Except partway through that conversation, I realized the reason.
然后呢在我们交谈的一小时我就意识到这个原因是什么了。
He's having a rough time.
他过得不太他这个时间不太顺。
And as an alcoholic, recovering alcoholic, he knew his default solution.
作为一个正在就是要恢复的这个酗酒者他知道他的这个自然的反应就是。
Is to go back to drink.
就是再去喝酒。
And so he was making an early decision.
所以他就做了一个早一些的决定。
To go sit down and talk to some bald-headed fat man.
他说坐下来跟我谈。
Because if he went to his favorite bar.
但是如果他要是去他最喜欢的那个酒馆的话。
And ordered some buffalo wings.
他比如就订一些那个鸡翅。
To decide if to get a drink.
在那儿决定说，哎呀，我是不是来一杯呢
？The decision was already going to be made.
如果到那个时候
door,、right?
当他一旦进到那个酒吧的那个门里边，其实他已经做了决定了。
And so very wisely, he was making a decision back here to avoid that decision.
所以他挺聪明的，他就是先早点做决定，让他就不用去那个酒吧。
The personal disciplines that we build into our life.
所以我们在个人生活中所建立的个人操练
are not earning any kind of favor with God.
不是说获得神的青睐，获得神的恩宠。
But what they are doing is they are making small decisions day after day.
而是在我们的生活中每日做这种小小的决定
that take care of.Many of the big decisions, at least they get us started in the right direction.
就是说，起码呢，它让我们走上这个正确的方向。这样，在我们做正确决定的时候，我们就知道当怎么做。
My student understands.
我的学生们都了解这一点。
If I make the small decision to go to the place that I used to go to when I wanted to get drunk.
就是如我的学生就知道说，如果他做这个小的决定，就是说。我总是去那个总是让我醉酒的地方。
If I make the small decision to go ahead and sit down and order something to eat,
如果我做这个小的决定，就坐在那个常常去的酒吧里，点一些菜。
I'm going to soon face the big decision.
很快我就要面临一个大的决定。
That I've been eating buffalo wings and French fries and I'm really thirsty.
然后呢，我正在吃这个辣鸡翅和这个薯条，我就这会儿很渴。
And it's been a really bad week.
然后呢，这个星期过得很不顺。
And this cold drink would feel really good.
哇，这会儿这个冰凉的这个酒啊，会让我感觉很。
And that big decision.
那个大的决定。
That for him is going to lead him to a lot of trouble.
如果他做了决定，对他来讲，他要是订酒的话，会让他导致以后。
That decision at 10 p.m.
那个在十点钟的决定
was made back here at 6 p.m.
他如果在晚上十点做的决定，就是其实是从他6点钟做的那个决定开始的。
When I decided, you know, it's been a rough week. I think I'm going to go back to wherever.
然后他到六点钟的时候他就说，我这个星期挺过得不太顺，那我应该去找那个谁谁谁。
I think some of these personal disciplines that we're going to look at.
所以我们今天要看的这些个人操练。
May be harder in some ways than the spiritual disciplines we've talked about.
可能在某些方面比我们所过去讲的这个属灵的操练更难。
Because they're not spiritual.
因为他们看的不是属灵的。
I mean, we understand we're Christians, we should pray, we should read our Bible.
我们是基督徒，我们知道说我们应该祷告，应该读经。
And that seems important.
那个看起来很重要。
But the daily the disciplines.
但是这个每日的操练，每日的这个纪律。
The things of speech, of thought, of appetite, of time, those don't feel so spiritual.
比如说我们的言语，我们每天的心思意念，我们的爱好，我们的胃口，我们的性情，这些看上去好像不是一个操练。
And so it's easy to just kind of, well, this is who I am.
然后可能就说，哎呀，反正我就这样的人。
They are not earning favor with God.
要记住这个。不是你这样做就从得到神的恩宠，得到神的恩惠。
But they do put me in a place where I can live more effectively as a Christian.
而是把我放在一个位置，让我放在一个处境，让我可以更有效的、更有效率的来过基督徒的生活。
Paul writes to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说。
And he's talking about the things, the sins and the problems that are going to hinder Christians.People in the last days.
然后呢，他讲的就是在这个末后的日子可以阻碍基督徒来过一个有效的基督徒生活的事情。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章。
He gives a whole list of sins in the last days.
保罗就列了一系列在这个末世的时候的人的这个罪。
And many of these are very obvious.
有些那个罪呢是很明显的。
He says people are going to love self, love money.
他说人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财。
Proud, arrogant, abusive.
自夸狂傲。
And right in the middle of the list, long list.
在这个长长的清单里边。
Is without self-control.
就是不能自约。
They live by this philosophy.
他们过生活，他们的人生哲学是什么呢？
If it feels good.Do it.
感觉好就去做
right?
跟着感觉走对不对
or as it sometimes gets cleaned up
或者后边你把这个打扫三场之后
if it feels good
如果你感觉很好
and it doesn't hurt anyone
也没有影响任何人
then it's no one else's business
那就跟什么人没关系你就去做吧
but Paul writes to Timothy
但是保罗给提摩太写信说
And he says, this lack of self-control
这个不能自约自己不能克制节制自己
is going to be a mark of the weakness in the last days
就是在这个末后的日子就是人的这个软弱这个一个标志这个世代的这个道德的一个标志
Discipline is important, personal discipline is important
个人的操练是很重要的。
Because God wants to be glorified in our bodies, not just our heart.
因为呢，神想在我们的身上得荣耀，在我们的生活中得荣耀，
单
单是我们的心而已。
Paul wrote to the people in Corinth.
保罗对哥林多的基督徒写信说
，They were actually teaching what I've just described.
哥林多教会的教导就跟我刚才。描述的是讲的是一样的他们是那样教导的
They had people in the church
他们在教会里有人
who were very openly sexually immoral
是公开的行这个淫乱的事
and their response was this
他们的反应竟然是
Paul quotes them
保罗就引用他们的话说
All things are lawful
他们就说凡事我都可行
There wasTeaching in the first couple centuries of the church.
他们在头公元头教会建立头一两世纪，他们的教导就是
that said when we become a Christian, our spirit, our soul belongs to God.
他们就说，当我们信主的时候，我们的灵魂是属于神的。
So our bodies no longer really matter.
所以我们的身体其实不重要，没关系的。
We're going to die and leave them anyway.
不管怎么样，我们会死，我们就把躯体留在这儿。
And so there was a group of Christians who taught.
所以有一群基督徒就这么教导别人。
You can do whatever you want to with your body. It doesn't matter.
你对你的身体想做什么就做什么，没关系的。
It's your spirit that matters.
是你的那个灵才是最重要的。
Paul quotes them.
保罗就引用他们说的话。
All things are lawful for me.
保罗说，你们说凡事我都可行。
And he says, oh no.
保罗说不是。
Not all things are helpful.
但不都有益处。
He quotes him again. All things are lawful for me.
但是保罗又引用他们说的话，他们说凡事我都可行。
I will not be dominated by anything.
但是保罗说，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
And then he goes through and he makes an argument. We're not going through it today because this is not on Corinthians.
然后呢，保罗就有一些他的一些观念就开始写辩论。然后，但是我们今天不讲，因为这是哥林多前书里的。
But he wraps it up this way.
他最后结束这么讲。
When he's saying to them, it does matter what you do with your body.
就是保罗所说的，你们怎么对待你们的身体是很重要的。
Sexual immorality does matter.
这个淫乱是有关系的。
And this is why.
为什么呢？
Your body is the temple, it's the house of the Holy Spirit.
他说，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
You are not your own.
你们不是说你们就是只是属于自己的。
You have been bought with a price.
因为你们是重价买来的。
So glorify God.In your body.
所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
He says to them,
他对他们说，
You don't own you.
你并不是说，
I don't own me.
你并不是说你就属于你自己，我也
不属于我自己。Christ died to buy me.
是耶稣基督为我死，他是用重价把我买来了。
Body, soul, and spirit.
包括买来我的身体，我的灵魂。
I belong to him.
我属于耶稣基督。
He lives in me through His Holy Spirit.
因着圣灵，耶稣基督住在我里面。
And so Paul says, it's not up to me to decide what I do with this body.
所以保罗说，不是我自己决定说我怎么来对待我的身体。
Now, as Christians,
作为基督徒
，in our world that really emphasizes freedom and pleasure.
在我们现今的世界里是非常强调自由和享乐的。
Paul's teaching here is uncomfortable.
那个保罗的教导在这里让人觉得很不舒服。
I hear Christians often joke.
我听到基督徒经常开玩笑说。
About their lack of self-control.
就拿自己缺乏这个自制来开玩笑。
They say, I can resist anything except temptation.
他说我可以抵挡任何事情，除了试探，我任何事情都可以抵挡。
And we laugh.
然后我们就开始笑。
And I'm not fussing at you. I laugh too.
我不是对你们说啊，我自己也笑。
I laugh too.
我也笑。
But,
但是
Paul says,
保罗说
Don't laugh.
不要笑。
I belong to God.
我属于神。
He bought me.
神用重价把我买了。
And I must develop the discipline.
我必须要就是养成那种一种自律，一种。
To say no.
要说不。
To who?
对谁说不呢？
Myself.
对我自己说不。
And that's hard.
那个就挺难的。
When I want to say something that I know is not edifying, Paul says, building up.
然后呢，当我想说一些不能去建造别人的话的时候，保罗是说你要建造别人，建造彼此建造。
I want to say that's my tongue.
然后我就想说那是我的舌头。
I can use it the way I want to.
我想怎么用我的舌头我就怎么用。
Paul says no, it's not.
保罗说不是的。
It belongs to Christ. He bought it.
是你的舌头是属于耶稣基督，他用重价买来的。
And so,
所以呢
I must build the self-control to control my tongue.
所以呢，我要就是建立这种自我的训练，自我纪律，控制我的舌头。
When I want to say things that I should not say that do not build others up.
当我想说那些不应该说的话，就是因为说的这些话是不建造人的。
When I see that fourth donut.
当我看到那个第四个甜点圈圈的时候
，That our brother brings in every Sunday morning just to test my self-control.
那个 Rob 弟兄每个星期都带这个甜点圈过来，然后就是测试我的自我控制。
I want to say,
我想说
，It's my body.
这是我的身体啊。
And if I want to build it up,
我想把这个肚子建造大大的。
Said,
变得大不片面。保罗说不是的，你的身体不属于你。
You are bought.
你被买来。
And part of the discipline of self-control involves my eating.
所以呢，自我控这个自我操练呢，也包括了我的饮食习惯。
What Paul does in Corinthians is moves self-discipline and personal discipline out of the area of I want to achieve something for me.
然后呢，保罗在哥林多里所教导的就是把那个自我操练呢，从这个领域，就是说我想就是达成一个什么目标，我想成就什么，从这个领域挪出来。
To,
移出来
as believers,
进入到说作为一个信主的人
every area of life matters.
我生活的方方面面都有关系都有重要性
There is nothing that doesn't matter.
没有说什么事情是不重要的
Because we belong to Christ.
因为我们属于基督
God wants to be glorified in all parts of our life.
神想要在我们生活的每个领域方方面面都得荣耀。
You see, many Christians weaken their effectiveness.
很多基督徒就削弱了他们的这个有效效率，他们的有效性。
In serving God's kingdom.
他们在本来在神的国度里服侍。
Because of areas of poor self-control.
因为他们在有些方面呢，他们的自制比较弱。
I'll give you a simple example this week.
我给你一个简单的这个星期所发生事情的例子。
I got a text message this week from a member from our church here.
我这个星期呢，从我们教会里边的一个会员里边接到一个短信。
He said,
他说
，A car in front of me
是在我前面有辆车
，has a bumper sticker.
上面呢，它那个有个贴子，你知道有些那个汽车有那个。
I love Jesus.
上面写的是我爱耶稣。
The car just cut off five cars in the drive-through line.
他说，这个车嘛，刚刚就哗的超过去，就是连超了五辆车，然后就抢在别人的链前面。
To get service a little quicker.
就是为了他哦，他因为他们去可能去一个维修的地方，他就是说抢队抢了五个人的位置。
Why would anyone go to the trouble to testify on your car?
为什么有人会去就是说你在这个车上你自己见证说
If you are then going to destroy that testimony
如果你在后边放了一个就是那个车的贴子但是实际上呢你已经破坏了你的这个见证
With your lack of patience and self-control
当你既缺乏那个忍耐又缺乏自制的时候
Right?
对不对
It would be better to not have the bumper sticker
最好是不要把那个不要把那个贴子放在车后边
Put on, no, don't put it on. There was a Ukrainian singer.
有一个乌克兰的歌手
Igor Gorin at bass.
他是唱这个男低音的
Who in his autobiography.
在他的自传里边
Says that when he was a teenager.
说他当他青少年的时候
At a time when everyone smoked.
那个时候周围的人大家都抽烟
He said his voice teacher once said to him this
他的那个声乐老师有一次对他说
Igor you must make up your mind
他说这个叫维克尔他说你必须得做个决定
Do you want to be a great singer?
你想成为一个非常好的歌手吗
Or a great smoker
或者成为一个很棒的一个抽烟的
Because you can only be one
因为你只能成为一样
And Igor Gorin said,
这个维克多就说
I determined I wanted to be a great singer.
他说我决定说我要成为一个非常棒的歌手。
And so everything else had to go.
所以呢这个伊戈尔就说那别的事情我就要都要放掉。
We see that in many areas.
我们看到在很多的人的这个生活方面
都是这样的。An athlete who determines I'm going to the Olympics.
有运动员说我将来想要参加奥运会。
Sacrifices a lot of fun to get there.
他就要牺牲非很多的事情，就是为了达成这个目标。
They discipline themselves.
他们就自我操练。
And it seems to me that part of mature Christianity.
对我来讲，一个成熟的基督徒的标志就是。
And again, I want to make this clear.
我再次要澄清一点。
I am not saying that if you lack discipline, you are not a believer.
我不是说如果你缺乏自我操练，你就不是一个相信主的人。
If you misquote me, please misquote me correctly.
如果你把我引用错了，起码你这方面要引用对。
You can be a very undisciplined believer.
你可以成为一个非常没有自律的基督徒。
You can lack discipline in some of these areas.
你可以在这些方面呢缺乏自律。
But I am saying that our lack of discipline.
我说的是，如果我们缺乏自律、缺乏操练
，will hinder
会
our effectiveness, our witness to others.
会影响，会阻碍我们向别人做见证时的能力。
And in some of them, they will hinder our ability to grow as believers, mature believers.
而且他们在某些方面会影响，就是阻。停止我们作为一个基督徒成长。
Do not raise your hand if this is a problem for you.
如果这个对你是问题，你就不要举手。
But if you lack discipline in the area of spending, for instance.
不，就是举例来说，如果你在那个花钱上你缺乏那个自制的话。
Doesn't mean you're not a Christian.
你缺乏节制，不是说你就不是基督徒。
But I'll tell you what, if you are constantly driving yourself into uncontrolled debt.
如果你是不断的、常常的把自己带到一个没有办法，就是欠债。
Is that likely to affect your spiritual life?
那个会不会影响你的属灵生命呢
？Absolutely.
肯定会。
The pressure of that.
你欠债所带来的那种压力。
Makes it really hard to pray in confident trust in your heavenly Father.
你就是很难说你。在神面前很有确定的来祷告。
Areas of spiritual discipline do or personal discipline do not define am I a Christian.
这个个人的操练并不就是说定义你是不是一个基督徒。
But I'm absolutely convinced that often they do affect our maturing as believers.
但是我非常确定，这的确会影响我们在。作为基督徒的一个成熟，一个成长。
So the first area that I'm wanting to look at.
所以我们要看的第一个方面就是。
We'll start with a hard one.
先从这个很难的一个。
The tongue.
就是我们的舌头。
Listen to what James says.
我们来听雅各是怎么说的。
And by the way, if you're wanting just in your own daily devotions.
如果你想要有自己的每天个人灵修里边。
To.Study about personal discipline.
来学习就是来研读关于个人操练。
Spend a month in the book of James.
你就花一个月在雅各书。
An incredibly practical book.
是一个非常实用的书。
He is not writing about how you become a Christian.
他不是在写说你如何成为基督徒。
He is not saying you do these things in order to get saved.
他不是说你做这些让你得救。
He agrees with Paul that we are saved by faith, grace through faith.
保罗的说法是一样，就是我们因信因信得救。
But then he goes on to say.
然后他继续说。
But if you have faith, it is going to show up in your life.
如果你有信心，会在你的生活中显现出来。
And he starts to look at practical areas.
然后他就看我们实际的方面。
And one of those is our tongue.
其中一个方面就是我们的舌头。
And so he says to us.
他对我们说。
A whole chapter 3 is all about the tongue.
整个第三章都在讲舌头。
And he wraps it up this way.
他最后结束这么说。
I think I gave the wrong reference, didn't I? Yes, it's verse 8.
第八节 Will, only the tongue no one can substitute.
Yes, I'm sorry, I put the wrong reference. It's verse 2.
应该是第三章第二节
If anyone does not stumble in what he says,
原来我如果有人在话语上没有过失
He is a perfect man.
他就是完全人
Able to bridle his whole body.
也能勒住自己的全身
James is not saying that okay, if you control your tongue, everything is perfect.
雅各没有说哦，如果你能控制你的舌头，那你就是每样事情都是完美
But he is
完美的
saying,
但是他的确说
Perfect there is mature.
他在这里，这个完全是指成熟，是指那个自我节制。
If you're able to control your tongue,
说如果你能够控制你的舌头
You're going to have control in other areas as well.
你就可以在别的方面也有控也有节制
Because James knows,
因为雅各知道
as many of us know from experience,
我就像我们每个人都从自己的个人经历也知道
that the tongue is very difficult to control.
控制自己的舌头是很困难的
And so he says,
所以他说
focus on that.
所以呢，你就专注在这方面。
And you're going to have fine control in other areas as well.
然后你在你的生活的别的方面，你就也有很好的控制。
Jesus said this to explain why the tongue is so important.
主耶稣是这么讲，就是为什么这个舌头这么重要。
Those things that come out of your mouth,
因为从你嘴里所出来的
start from the heart.
首先是从心里出来的。
What I say, he says,
我所说的
started much deeper.
其实呢，有更深的一个根源。
He is saying,
他说的是
I am what I say.
我说的是什么？其实我就是那样的人。
If my words are angry,
如果我的话语总是那个，就是带着生气，带着愤怒
It's because I am angry.
因为呢我里边是生气的
My tongue, my angry words
我那个愤怒的话语那个
are coming from an angry heart
是从一个生气的愤怒的心来的
If my words are hurtful and insensitive
如果我的话语既不敏感又对别人有伤害性
It's because they are coming from a heart
因为那是由心里发出来的
That is insensitive
因为那个心呢对别人是不敏感的
that doesn't care about those around me
是不在意我周围的人的感受的
if my words are cutting hurtful
如果我的这个言语总是挖苦别人伤害别人的话
manipulative
或者是操纵性的话
it's because my heart does not truly respect the person that I'm talking to
因为是我的心里并没有尊重那个我正在讲话的人
and I want to hurt them
我就想要当他们
or I want to manipulate them into doing what I want
或者是想操纵他们去做我想他们做的事
Jesus says
耶稣说
don't try to divorce your tongue from the rest of you
不要把你的舌头跟你整个人别的分开
my words reflect who I am
我的言语就反映了我到底是怎么样
I read that this week and I thought about it
我这个星期读这句话读到那些我就想
Let me give you an assignment to do later today
今天晚些时候我给大家一个作业晚些时候
Don't do this while Pastor Joe is preaching today
不要是中午是讲到的时候你们在做
Although is this communion
Yes
Yes
今天是有圣餐
This would be a good thing to do during the prayer before communion
在那个领圣餐的时候我们都会祷告所以这个是一个很好的
It won't take but a minute
不会花你很大概一分钟的时间
And that is this
就是
Think about Jesus' words.
想想主耶稣的话。
From out of the heart come the words of the mouth.
从我们的心里就发出言语来。
So here's the assignment.
所以我们的作业就是
If we can see your heart through your words.
如果我们从你的言语可以看到你的心。
If your words show the kind of person you are.
如果你的言语展示了你是怎么样的人
Then look back over the last 24 hours
你就回顾你过去24小时
What would your words say about the kind of person you are?
你的 You mean you look at yourself as a third person to say what you would say or what you mean?
Yeah, well, look, think about the words you have said over the last 24 hours
就是在想想你过去24小时之内所说的话。
What do those words say about your heart?
那这些言语呢，就表示了你是怎么样的一个人呢？
You understand?
了解吗？
If my words over the last 24 hours have been hateful and hurtful,
如果我过去24小时的话语就是带有那种憎恨性的那种
I can't say,
我不能说
I am a loving kind and gentle person.
我不是可以说我是一个很有爱心的、很温柔的人。
Who has this very hateful tongue that just takes off on its own?
而是有一个总爱说这种非常有仇恨性的言语，就自己靠就跑了，这个舌头是不听我指挥的，你不能这么说。
Jesus says, "No, my words show who I am."
主耶稣说，你的话语就展示了你是什么样的。
If my words over the last 24 hours,
如果我过去二十四小时的话语
are complaining, ungrateful, whining words.
是那种又是抱怨又是不感谢又是那种哼哼唧唧的话语。
I must not deceive myself.
我不能骗自己说
I am such a grateful, thankful person.
我是这样一个充满感恩的人。
I don't know where those words came from.
我都不知道这些话从哪儿来的。
Jesus says, I can tell you.
也就是说我能告诉你这话从哪儿来的。
They came from an ungrateful, complaining, whining heart.
是从一个没有感谢的心，抱怨，哼哼唧唧的心里来的。
Honestly, that hurts.
其实
I don't like that very much.
当你听到这个的话，这种
I want to be able to say, well, my words don't really reflect who I really am.
这种判断真的是听了其实挺不舒服的，因为你想听了说，哦，我的话语跟我这个人没关系。
Yesterday afternoon.
昨天下午。
My daughter called and we were talking.
然后我女儿给我打电话，我们就在聊天。
And she said, do you know, and she mentioned one of the students in the school.
她就说，你知道谁谁谁吗？就是学校里的一个学生。
I said, not very well. Why?
我说不是很了解，为什么你问呢？
She said, she is such a kind person.
我的女儿说她是一个非常有恩慈的人。
And I said, oh really, how do you know?
我说你怎么知道呢？
She said, I passed her this week.
她说这个星期呢，我就从她旁边走过。
And there was another student who I don't know what the issue was.
那边有另外一个学生，我不知道那个问题是什么。
And this girl was being so kind and compassionate and here, let me help you.
然后呢，这个学生呢，就对那个另外一个学生就是非常的有爱心，就是很有连续，说让我帮助你。
I don't know that student well, but I know the parents.
我对这个学生不了解，但是我知道他的父母。
And so I said to the dad,
然后我就对那个爸爸说
I was told that your daughter is very kind and caring.
我听说你的女儿是很关心别人，非常有恩慈的一个人。
Yeah, she really is.
然后爸爸说她是这样的。
Her tongue demonstrated
她的言语
what was in the heart.
她的言语就显示了，证实了她里边的心是怎么样的。
Which is very nice.
这个是非常
好。Unfortunately, the opposite is also true.
不幸的，可惜的是呢，对立面也是真实的。
When our words are unkind and hurtful, they demonstrate.
当我们的言语是既没有恩慈的，又很是伤害人的话，那也就表示了我们的心是怎么样的。
And so I must learn to discipline my tongue.
所以呢，我必须要学习，要就是训练我的舌头。
I must learn the value, the importance of my words.
我要意识到这个言语的重要性
and use them sparingly.
就是要言语稀少，就是要说话要谨言，要严谨。
Proverbs 14 has this truth.
那个箴言十四章有这样的一个真理。
Idle chatter leads only to poverty.
诸般勤劳都有益处。
Empty words. Idle chatter.
他说嘴上多言
leads to poverty.
乃至贫乏。
One of the writers from the past who has helped me a lot.
就是过去的一个作者的写作对我帮助很大。
Was the English evangelist John Wesley.
就是约翰卫斯理他的著作对我帮助很大。
John Wesley had a rule in his life.
这个约翰卫斯理在他的个人生活中有一个原则。
He would never visit with anyone for more than 1 hour, 60 minutes.
他要去探访的话，永远都不超过一个小时。
Samuel Johnson, the dictionary writer.
有一个叫萨穆尔约翰逊呢，他是一个编字典的人。
Was a great talker.
那个人呢，特别爱讲话。
His biography by Boswell talks about He could visit with someone for hours, just talking about everything.
他的那个传记里面就记录说，他可以去看别人，然后在那儿讲好几个小时，什么题目都能讲。
And he wrote in his journal, he was very offended one day.
他在他的日记里面就写到 ，Samuel Johnson 就是这个约翰逊呢，在他的日记里写到，有一天他很被冒犯。
He invited John Wesley to visit him.
他就邀请了约翰威斯利来看他。
They were having a great visit.
然后他们就很高兴。
All of a sudden, Wesley stood up and said goodbye.
然后突然，然后那个约翰威斯利站起来说再见。
Johnson wrote in his diary, "No one walks out on me."
然后呢，这个约翰逊就说自己他说没有人这样子就打声招呼就走了。
But here's why Wesley had this rule.
为什么约翰威斯利
？Not a rule for other people, a rule just for himself.
他为什么有这个对他自己的一个原则的一个规矩呢？他没有说这个运用到每个人身上。
He had come to realize he really liked to talk.
他意识到自己呢是非常喜欢讲话。
Too much.
讲太多的话。
And he had come to realize that the longer he talked, the more likely he was to say something that he should not say.
他就意识到说，他讲的时间越长呢，他就很有可能讲一些他不应该说的话。
To move from ideas to talking about people.
本来是刚开始在讲一些只是一些观念，慢慢就转到讲，就开始讲人。
And as a rule, when we go to talking about people, we're in danger, right?
当时我们一旦开始谈论人的时候，我们就有危险了。
And so, as a way of disciplining his tongue,
作为一个就是训练他，就是管制他自己舌头的方式方法。
He had determined an hour is the limit for me.
然后他就对他。对自己的一个规矩就是说一个小时对我就是
again
就是讲一个小时
not a biblical rule、
这不是说 you mean to everyone、
yeah.
这个不是说每个人都要这样做
not a rule that he tried to put on anyone else
不也他也不是说要把这个规矩这个规则应用在每个人的身上
but the self-discipline
而是他一个自我的一个操练、
I will control my tongue
他自我操练就是说我要控制我的舌头
Because words are powerful.
因为呢言语是大有能力的
I need to use them sparingly.
我要很谨慎的使用言语
Learn the destructive potential of words.
你要了解言语的破坏性的潜力
Rule your spirit.
要管理你自己的心
Again, listen to James.
然后我们来看雅各书
The tongue is small.
舌头是很小的。
But look how great a forest a little fire can burn.
但是呢你看呢言语就是一个最小的火能点到最大的树林。
Just a tiny little flame.
就是在这个一个小小的火焰。
Can burn a huge forest.
可以把一个巨大的森林全部给烧毁。
And Paul says this tiny little tongue.
保罗说这个小小的这个舌头
can destroy people.
可以毁掉人
This may be an uncomfortable thing to ask you.
这可能是让一个令大家不安逸的一个
Go all the way back to when you were a child.
你回想一下你童年的时期
Maybe I'll bring back some bad memories.
可能我会让你们想起一些不愉快的回忆
But how many of you can remember a parent, a friend, a relative saying something when you were a little child that you still remember the hurt?
多少人还能记得当
你 You don't have to raise your hand.
你不需要举手多少人能记得不管是你的父母或者是一个朋友或者是亲戚对你说的话到今天你还能记住他童年时候对你说的一些话。
But am I right that most of us can remember something hurtful said when we were young?
是不是我们每个人都能记得我们小的时候那些对我们伤害性的话我们到现在还能想起来
The person who said it doesn't remember it at all
那个对你说那话的人他完全都不记得了
Sometimes they would think No, I would have said that
然后他们会说我才不会那么说呢
But you still remember it
但是你还记得
Why?
为什么
It hurt
因为他们确实伤害到你的心了
Our words have incredible potential to hurt.
我们的话语，我们的言语有你想象不到的巨大的伤害人的这个潜力。
To tear down.
去把一个人拆毁。
And so, as believers,
作为信主的人，作为基督徒，
if we want to be believers who God is able to use to build others up.
如果我们要成为神所希望我们所成为的要建造别人的这样的基督徒
We must learn the discipline.
我们必须要学会管理我们自己这种
controlling our tongue.
要管理我们的舌头
Now maybe no one in here has a problem with this.
也许我们中间没有任何人在这方面有问题
And so I'm wasting time right here.
所以我在这里就是浪费了时间
ButI'm willing to guess that I'm not wasting time right
now. 但是我愿意猜说我可能没浪费时间。
You remember I said that
记不记得我说过
at the moment of decision,
在你那个决定的时刻
the decision has usually already been made.
通常呢这个决定选择已经结束了。
Someone is talking to you.
有人来跟你讲话。
And they say something really, really dumb.
他们说了一些那个很笨的很愚蠢的话
You know it's dumb because it's different than what you think. That's how we know it's dumb.
我们怎么知道它是笨的怎么很愚笨呢因为跟你想的不一样那肯定是愚蠢
That's always simple, right?
那个就是那个总是很简单
What I think isn't dumb, what they think is dumb. That's easy.
我们觉得这个很笨很愚蠢那他们肯定也觉得这个很愚蠢
And you have to decide.
在那一刻你必须要决定
Am I going to tell them
我是不是要告诉他
what they need to do?
他们需要听到的话。
At that moment of decision,
在那一刻决定了时刻。
The decision for many of us has already been made.
其实很多时候这个决定对我们很多人来讲已经做过了。
I address this as something that is a danger for me. I know that.
我讲这个对我来讲也是危险的。我讲的也应用在我自己身上。
So I have to have rules in my life.
所以我要在个人生活中有一些对我自己的
规则。I haven't
tried
to use John Wesley's 60-minute rule.
我没有应用那个约翰威斯里的那个探访就一个小时讲话就一个小时的规则。
For me,
对我来讲
the rule that I have found I have to use.
对我来讲我必须要应用在个人生活中。
Because at that moment of decision, do I tell this person what they really need to hear? It's too late. I've already decided.
因为如果到那一刻我才决定说哦我要不要告诉他的话那个已经太晚了我已经其实已经决定了
My decision has had to become
我的决定必须要是
When I am angry
当我生气的时候
When I am talking to someone who just is incredibly stupid
当我跟一些难以想象的这个愚蠢的笨的时候讲话的时候
You see, because I know I won't be able to decide if I'm angry, so, but if I say it that way, I'm angry.
如果我已经生气了我在那会儿我就没法做决定了做正确的决定。
I will never respond to them in that conversation.
如果我就没有办法在那个谈话里边做一个正确的决定。
I will always say,
我就总会说如果生气了
That's very interesting.
So you decide before, like when you are angry.
Decide before.
所以呢，我要在很早以前，我决定就是说，当我很生气的时候，我所有要说的就是，哦，你讲的那个很有趣。
That's very interesting.
你会说那个真有趣啊。
Let's meet next week to discuss it.
我们下个星期再讨论这个问题。
You see, I've decided I have to put it off to give myself time to cool off and think before I respond.
所以呢我必须要决定就是说我要给自己一些时间让我安静下来然后以后我们再谈这个话题
Because I know this is an area of challenge for me and discipline
因为我知道这是一个我就是对我来讲也是一个挑战的领域我要自我控制
And so for me the way to put James's teaching into practice
所以呢对我个人来讲把雅各书的教导应用在个人生活中呢
Is I won't discuss it.
就是我现在不跟他讨论这个话题
While I'm angry.
当我生气的时候，我不去谈论这个话题
Because my words will be destructive.
因为如果我要继续讨论的话，那个话语呢就会变得很有破坏力
And you all know this already.
大家肯定都知道这点
You can never unsay something.
你不能把你说出去的话给收回来
Right?
对不对
Once it's said,
一旦说出去
It's said.
就像说出去的话泼出去的水
That helps me a lot
这对我来讲是
Because I can always say it later
因为我总可以以后再说
But I can never unsay it later
但是你不能说在后来我再把这个话给收回来
Right?
对不对
Someone says to you
有人对你说
You are the ugliest person I've ever met.
你是我见过长得最丑的人。
And then the next day they come by.
然后第二天他又过来。
And they say, I'm so sorry, that was rude.
哦，对不起啊，我讲这话真的是很。
Just forget I said it.
请你就忘记我所说的。
Are you going to forget?
你会忘记吗？
Of course not.
肯定不会。
I mean, the only way they can unsay it is to say, I met someone since yesterday who's uglier than you.
你可能收回的话就说，我昨天碰到一个人比你还丑，但是那个也不帮助。讲开玩笑。
Learn that reputation is built by our words.
你要知道，我们的言语会建立我们的信誉，我们的声誉。
I love Proverbs 17:28.
我非常喜欢箴言17:28.
17. Even
a fool is considered wise when he keeps silent.
愚昧人静若静默不言，也可算为智慧。
When he closes his lips, he is counted intelligent.
闭口不说，也可算为聪明。
I have memorized that verse.
我就把那句话背下来了。
I quote it to myself often.
我经常就是
I really do.
真的是我经常引用自己对自己说这句话。
I want to say something.
当我想说什么话的时候。
And I remember Proverbs 17:28.
我就去想起来箴言17:28.
Even a fool is considered wise when he keeps silent.
愚昧人就是静默，就是说他如果不说话的话，也会被算为聪明人。
And I'm trying to say things lightly.
我想说话的时候，尽量的就说不是说这话很严厉，而是比较温柔一些，柔和一些。
That's why I told the little joke. But this is very important.
但是这个是很重要的。
Our reputation is built by words.
我们的名声呢，其实是跟我们讲的话是有关系的。
Christians.
基督徒。
Do incredible damage to the image that our world has of Christ.
就是这个世界呢，他们是怎么来看耶稣基督的形象？基督徒其实做了一个很大的破坏性。
Through our words.
就是通过我们的言语。
At times I become very frustrated.
有的时候呢，我非常的懊恼，就对这种。
As I see and I hear what Christians post on Twitter and other places that shame the name of Christ.
就是我看到基督徒不管是在推特呀还是别的社交媒体上他们所就是放的这些东西他们所真的是让耶稣基督的名称带来羞耻就是给神的名字带来羞耻
But then I realize it's not a new problem.
然后我就意识到这个不是一个新问题
All the way back when Jesus was here.
当耶稣还在世的时候
James and John.
约翰跟雅各
When a village doesn't want to listen to Jesus,
当有一个村庄不欢迎耶稣基督的时候
Let us call down fire from heaven and burn them up.
他说让我们从天上降火来烧灭这个村庄
Exactly what James is saying. Later when the book of James says,
这就是后边这个雅各书里面所讲的
Look, what a great fire.A small tongue can set.
他就说你看看这个最小的一个火能够点起来一个点着最大的树林。
Understand the damage that we can do.
你了解这个言语所能带来的巨大的破坏性。
But I also want to encourage you.
我也想鼓励大家。
Understand the power of words to give life.
也能了解这个言语所能带给人的生命。
Listen again to Proverbs 18.
你在知道箴言书第十八章说
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
生死在舌头的权下。
Yes, the tongue can tear down.
是的，言语可以把这个一切的给摧毁。
But the tongue can also build up.
但是呢，言语也可以建造人。
I was listening to a speaker. His name is Robert Rome.
我在听一个讲员，他叫罗伯特·罗姆。
And he was talking about, it was at a teacher's convention, he was talking about the power of teachers to encourage and build up their students.
他在一个那个教师的一个联会上面呢，他就讲说一个老师的能够建造鼓励学生的能力。
And he gave this example.
他给了讲这么一个例子。
He said that when he was in high school, he was on the track team.
然后他在高中的时候呢，他是学校田径队的成员。
And he said his coach was the most encouraging person he ever met.
他的那个教练是他看到最能鼓励人的一个人。
And he said his coach had a thing that he would do.
然后呢，教练会让他做一件事。
To try to give students a picture of their potential.
就给他学生一个图片，就是说告诉学生你有什么样的潜力。
And so he said when he would pass his coach in the hallway.
所以呢，当他在这个走廊里经过教练的时候，
his coach would point to him and say.
教练就指着他说，
Robert Rome, All American.
他就说这个罗伯特罗姆是全美的冠军。
His coach believed that he was going to be a champion runner.
他的教练就相信说他可以在那个拿到全国的冠军。
And he said, you know, when he would say that,
当他的教练这么说的时候，
then I would feel great.
他说我真的感觉很棒。
He said one day,
有一天，
he done poorly on a test.
他有一天那个考试做得很糟。
He done something else, he was in trouble at home.
然后在家里边也找了一些麻烦。
Really bad.
然后反正就什么事儿都不
说。He walks down the hall, and here comes his coach.
然后他就经过走廊，然后教练就走过来。
Robert Rome, All American.
他说老教练在这说 ，Robert 罗姆这个全美的冠军。
He said, I went on down the hall.
他说我就跑到那个。
I went out the door.
然后我就跑出去。
I ran around the building.
然后我就围着这个学校的这个教室跑了一圈。
I came back in the door on the other end.
然后我就从另外一边走过来。
I walked past my coach again.
我就这样跑一圈，就是为了再经过我的教练。
Just so I would hear him say.
然后我就自己想。
Robert Rome, All American.
就说罗伯特罗姆全美冠军。
That coach knew the power of words.
这个教练就知道言语的能力。
To give life.
就是会带来生命。
Let me wrap this up here.
然后我结束的时候这样讲。
Parents.
父母们。
Our words have the power to give life to our children.
我们的言语会有这种给我们孩子带来生命的能力。
Wives.
妻子们。
Your words have the power to give life to your husband.
你的言语会有这个给你先生带来这个生命力的这种能力。
When your husband hears that you're proud of him,
当你的先生听到你很以他为荣的时候，
that gives him life.
那个真的是让他感觉他好像活过来一样，很有生命力。我是很认真的说这句话的。
It matters a whole lot more than someone else saying, "Oh, you know, that was nice."
当你就是说，比别人说啊，你真的很棒，你太太所说的真是太重要，比任何人都重要。
Husbands,
先生们
，Your words have the power to give life to your wife.
你的言语有给你太太带来生命力的这种能力。
And here's the problem.
但是问题在于
，We know that.
我们知道这一点。
In relation to our jobs,
我们知道说我们的言语在我们的工作岗位跟别人。
We compliment our employees a whole lot more than we compliment our children.
我们呢对我们的这个雇员给他们的称赞远远多于给我们孩子们的称赞。
But which matters more to us?
但是在我们的生命中，谁对我们更重要呢？
If you don't say your children, something's wrong.
如果你说。不是你的孩子更重要，那可能就有什么问题了。
You understand?
了解吗
？I've sat in the restaurant with a husband.
我在一个餐馆里边就跟一位先生一起吃饭。
I've sat in the restaurant with wives. I've sat in the restaurant with a husband.
我在一个餐馆里跟一个先生。
And heard him say to the waitress.
我就听到这个先生就对这个女服务生说。
Tell the cook that was a delicious dish.
说，请你告诉。这个做饭的这个大厨啊，做的特别棒。
So what he knew that compliments.
所以他知道说他怎么样去称赞赞扬别人。
I've sat in the home of that same husband.
但是呢，这个我在这个先生呢，我在家里边。
Whose wife has prepared a wonderful meal.
这个先生呢，在家里边太太给他做了一顿很丰盛的晚餐。
And heard him say,
我听到这个先生说什么呢？
Those potatoes are kind of runny today, aren't they?
他说今天你做的这个土豆好像有点太稀了，是不是？
Understand?
你了解吗？
Our words have the power to build up.
我们的言语有这个建造的能力。
And so, this week,
所以这个星期，
Here is the personal discipline to look at.
这是我们个人可以做的操练。
What are my words doing?
我的言语是怎么样的？
In Ephesians 4, Paul talks about corrupting words.
在以弗所书第四章，保罗讲到这个污秽的言语。
And edifying words, words that build up.
他说要你们要讲彼此建造的言语。
And I've come to understand that Paul is telling us there's only two options.
保罗其实告诉我们只有两个选择。
Our words are never neutral.
我们的言语永远不是中性的。
They are either building up,
或者是建造人，
or tearing down,
或者是拆毁人。
And part of the personal discipline of a Christian.
所以一个基督徒的个人操练就是，
who wants to be an effective witness in our world.
是想在我们这个世界是一个有效的见证人。
Is to learn words that build up.
是学习说建造人的话。
Learn to avoid words that tear down.
就是避免说这种就是拆毁人的话。
With those around us.
不管是我们周围的人。
With our social media accounts.
或者是在我们的社交媒体上。
Hardest maybe.
或者更难的是。
In our own homes.
在我们自己的家里边。
In our church.
在我们的教会。
In our closest relationship.
在我们最亲近的人际关系里。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, this week, would you help us to learn better discipline of our tongue?
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们这个星期学习更好的来管理、操练我们的舌头。
That our words will build one another.
我们的言语会建造彼此。
Help us to use our words in a way that build up our families, our marriages, our church.
帮助我们用我们的话语来建造我们的家庭，我们的教会。
Help us to guard our tongue.
帮助我们真的是在我们的言语上设一个防卫。
That we will not use our tongues to hurt and to tear down.
不要让我们的言语去伤害别人，去拆毁别人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. Amen.